The messages in this series were delivered at the Truth Matters Conference held in Sydney Mines, Nova Scotia, Canada, in May 2024. While there were three other speakers at that event, this was my contribution. Welcome to Light in My Path, the audio teaching ministry of F. Wayne McLeod, serving with Action International Ministries. Here in this podcast, we examine a variety of Bible topics designed to help you in your understanding of Scripture and in your walk with God. Let's move now to this week's podcast. If there is one thing certain in life, if God has called you to something, Satan will challenge that calling. And over the years, God has called me to a ministry of opening up His Word through writing and teaching the Bible. Now, some time ago, I was working on a writing project in a coffee shop, and finishing that morning's work, I was walking home, and as I was walking, I heard the words in my head, "What do you think you are doing? Writing Bible commentaries. What good is that?" Well, I knew that that was not from God, but it hit its mark. And I struggled with that for the rest of the day and wondered if what I was doing was really going to have an impact on the kingdom of God. Next morning, I returned to the coffee shop and took a moment to read a portion of Scripture and pray, and I read from Deuteronomy chapter 32. And reading from Deuteronomy 32, verses 45 to 47, I read as follows. Moses finished speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said to them, "Set your hearts on all the words which I testify among you today, which you shall command your children to be careful to observe, all the words of this law. For it is not a futile thing for you, because it is your life. And by this word, you shall prolong your days in the land which you are crossing over the Jordan to possess." Well, the Spirit of God spoke to my heart that morning, and I heard Him say, "Wayne, do you see what that passage is saying? The words of Moses were not futile. They were life. By these very words, the people of God would prolong their lives in the land God was giving them to possess. And I saw that day the connection between these words and the long life that God promised His people." What was Moses telling his people here? When they crossed the Jordan to possess the land God had given them, they would not be defeated because their enemies were stronger, but because they were not obedient to God's word. Disobedience would take more lives than their enemy. God's word was their life. By living in obedience, they would enjoy God's favor and long life in the land that God was giving them. And that day in the coffee shop, as I reflected on those words of Moses, the Spirit of God spoke to my heart and said, "Wayne, there are problems in this world that have nothing to do with science, politics, or medicine, but everything to do with disobedience to my word. And what a different place this world will be if people walked in tune with God and His purpose and His truth. We are living under the curse of disobedience." Now, this connection between obedience to the truth of God's word and blessing is even clearer in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 to 28, where we read as follows. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I commanded you today to go after gods which you have not known. This same principle is found in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3, where God says this, "Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near." Blessing for those who read the word, who hear the word, and who take this word to heart. There is blessing in the word of God and in his truth. Now, who among us doesn't want to know the blessing of God? We preach about it, we sing about it, and we're always praying for it. The question we need to ask ourselves is this, however. Are we trying to obtain this blessing apart from God's word and absolute faithfulness to him and to his truth? Moses told his people that day that the word, the truth of God as contained in the pages of his holy word, was their life and blessing. Consider what the Lord Jesus himself had to say in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Jesus shows us here that while we do need physical necessities, the physical necessities of life to live, true and blessed life is found not only in these physical necessities, but also in living on the word that comes from the mouth of God. If we are to be everything that God intends us to be, we need to live in the truth of God's word. No fullness for us or for our society apart from this word. A number of years ago, I was ministering in Haiti, and there were tremendous needs all around me. Homes with no toilets, water, or electricity, people walking kilometers to get water, carrying it home on their heads, mothers sending their young girls out to prostitute themselves because they were the only thing they had of any value that they could use for food, men standing under gutters with nothing on, getting showers, hands constantly stretched out looking for food or donations of one kind or another. And as I looked at what I was happening all around me, I asked myself, and I found myself asking the question, Lord, what am I doing in light of these overwhelming needs? And the answer that came back was this: I write books. And that answer disturbed me. And I went to the Lord and I asked the Lord about it. I said, Lord, what good is writing Bible commentaries, Bible studies? What good does that do in light of the needs that are around me, so overwhelmingly around me? And I will never forget the answer the Lord gave to me that day. Wayne, people need more than just to survive. They need a reason to live. I want you to write to give them that reason. And those words had a powerful impact on my ministry. The word of God gives us a reason to live. Now, we are a scientific society, and somehow we have come to believe that every problem can be solved by medicine and science or even politics. But listen, however, to the words of God to his people in Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6, where he says this, "Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel." Do you see the words that Moses is speaking? If you obey. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. You will be my special treasure if you obey. If you obey, you will be above all people. If you obey, you will become a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. We are not talking about politics here. We're not talking about medicine. We're not talking about science here. We are talking about the Word of God and the life it imparts to our society. Consider next the words of Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 to 2. "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." God promises to set those who obey his commandments above all the nations of the earth. These are powerful words from a promise-keeping God. Moses goes on in that passage in Deuteronomy 28 to describe the blessings that God promises to those who will but walk in obedience to his words. And Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 3 to 12, tell us that when God's people obey, that will have an impact on the very world in which they live. It will have an impact, according to Deuteronomy 25, verses 3 to 12, on how their animals gave birth, on their position as a nation, on their victory over other nations, on the productivity of their land, whether it rained or didn't rain. There was here an intimate connection between obedience to God and the quality of their lives. Now, it's not science or politics or even our own feelings, but obedience that we find where we find true life and blessing for our society. Listen to what's taking place in the days of the prophet Hosea, as recorded in Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 to 2. Consider the words of the prophet to his people. Hosea chapter 4, verse 1. "Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. For the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. For there is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed upon bloodshed. And Hosea goes on as he describes this nation without truth and obedience to the truth of God. He goes on to describe the result of this disobedience in the land in verses 3-6, where he says this, "Therefore, because there is no obedience to the truth, the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells in it will waste away with the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. Even the fish of the sea will be taken away. Now let no man contend or rebuke another, for your people are like those who contend with the priests. Therefore you shall stumble in the day. The prophet also shall stumble with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge," the knowledge of the truth. "They are destroyed because they do not have the knowledge of the truth. Because you have rejected knowledge or truth, I will reject you from being priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children." God's people were being destroyed from the lack of knowledge of the truth. They rejected the truth of God's word. And what was the result in their land? Their land mourned. People were wasting away. The animals, the birds, and the fish of the sea were being depleted. People were stumbling like drunkards day and night. And this was taking place because of a lack of knowledge of and obedience and blatant disregard for God's truth. The life of their society depended on walking in obedience to God and His Word. The Word of God, the truth of God's Word, is not just a doctrine to be believed. The Word of God is life to our society and personal lives. Without this Word, without this truth, our society will die. Our ministries depend on our obedience to the Word. We will wither away without this life-giving truth of God's Word and the blessing it brings. And to turn from it is to do so at our own peril. Now let me conclude with a word from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 13-14. 2 Chronicles 7, 13. "When I shut up heaven, and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Now, I've heard many messages on 2 Chronicles 7 and verses 13 and 14 that imply that all we need to do for revival in our land is to pray and God will send His blessing. But we need to examine those verses more closely, however. What do those verses tell us? First, we need to humble ourselves and pray. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. The idea here is that we recognize our sin and repent. We recognize that we have turned from the truth of God and are walking away from Him. And we come to God humbling ourselves, recognizing that we have not been obedient to His truth. We humble ourselves and confess our sin. Second, we need to turn from our wicked ways and obey. Seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. The idea is that we stop walking in disobedience. We turn to Christ. We turn to His ways. We turn to His truth, His word, and we turn to His purpose. And the result of returning to God and walking once again in the fellowship of His truth is that He promises that He will hear from heaven and forgive our sin and heal our land. God will hear from heaven. He will hear our prayers for pardon and forgiveness. He will see our passion for Him and His ways. He will forgive our sin, and He will heal our land. Do you want your land healed? Humble yourself and go to God in prayer. Turn from your ways and seek Him and His ways. And God will release His blessings into this obedience. The Word of God brings life to our society. And God is calling for a people who will turn to His truth and commit themselves to walking in His truth. And that truth will bring life back to our society, because His Word and His truth are life. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. I trust that it has been a blessing. For more information on the Ministry of Light to My Path book distribution, please visit the website at lighttomypath.ca. Thank you, and God bless.